Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shut down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. And it's working. Okay. We're going to continue on now. Hoosiers are on 4 on the year, and they have won 6 of its last 7 games. Tomorrow will be the game 3 at 3 p.m. Which, switching to Ball State men's tennis, it seems last week player on... It seems every week they have a player... Let's check out the highlights. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
And boom goes the dynamite. I'm Josh with your sports segment here with the tripod. Being the single slacker, my notes for the second segment, I've done that twice.
You have. Just power through it.
For the segment, consists of Sandusky, big contracts, and prima donna cheaters.
Mm.
Being as this is our first episode, we're under a little bit of a full court press here.
I see what you did there.
Some time constraints. We need to speed things up.
Full court press are very nerve wracking.
But I feel like they get the fans in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Please click the...
It's tiring.
...link on the light. On the right? On the light. To my Facebook page. I'd appreciate it. No, so seriously. Sandusky, big contracts, and prima donna cheaters. I feel like we don't have a time to cover all that today, so I want to cut it down a little bit. And being as Travis decided to take a break in the ladies' room, I'm going to let Dan pick where we go with this segment.
Yes.
What?
I'm going to choose Sandusky and prima donna... What was that last?
Cheaters.
Cheater.
That show's filmed here in Dallas, by the way, Cheaters. You ever seen it?
Oh, I have.
It's Dallas.
Is it real, though? Sorry, I'm back.
Hey, Travis. Nice of you to join us again. I don't know.
I thought it was, but then I read something and said it wasn't.
Why are you asking? I don't like tough questions.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, back to sports. So, what'd you go with? Sandusky?
Sandusky and prima donna cheaters.
Sandusky and prima... can you ask that in a question, please?
No, I can give you the origin of the word.
All right, Sandusky.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, you guys probably already know this, but our listeners out there might be wondering how a 5'7", 140-pound manly man such as myself can be single. I blame it on sports. Kind of big sports fan. College sports in particular. They get me going. They get me fired up. I like the pageantry, the tradition, the intensity. I love all that. I love all the goodness spring, how it brings out the best within our young men. All the goodness it has. Sandusky? Just none of that. Disgust me.
Disgrace. Bad.
Thanks, Dan. So that's your opinion?
Yes. One word.
I guess I'm confused. And I'm using sports as the guise for this entire topic. But Sandusky, I'm a bit confused after all these allegations and all this evidence. How people in general... can go out in front of the media and claim they're innocent.
I think it's probably two things. I think the one that is easiest to understand is that they're still convinced that they will get off from these... Sorry.
Wow. Wow, we had to say off here in that segment on Sandusky.
They will be acquitted of these charges. So that's...
So Sandusky's getting off, is what you're telling me.
He was.
Oh.
I think that's
too
probably
soon,
the...
Too
the,
soon, revert to Hitler joke.
That's the obvious. The other one is just, I don't understand the human brain and rationale for...
It's complicated.
What people can tell themselves and convince themselves of. Like, this is... Was it this one or was it the... The other coach that the
coach
wife
Fine.
Whose wife did they have?
Coach Fine in Syracuse.
Yeah, Syracuse is his head coach.
Yeah,
I think it's the same mentality.
He's their assistant coach.
Yeah.
Where
Sports.
He was, they really did not feel that what they were doing was wrong. They just felt that this is what
I felt like she thought she was doing the right thing on the, this is skipping back to the Fine thing. She kind of claimed that she was being the subservient wife, a Proverbs 31 woman, if you will.
Yes. Not. So.
But I think even the coach, in his mind, he's probably thinking that what he's doing is not wrong. Like, he's convinced himself somehow that it's okay, and that's what I don't understand.
Right, these little boys, they want this.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they tell themselves, and that's what I'm saying. I don't understand how the human mind works. You can convince yourself that these things are okay. But
like, I don't brush my teeth before I go to bed sometimes.
Gross.
And I try to convince myself that it's okay.
It's
raping
not.
A child? That's totally different. I don't see how you can rationalize that.
I don't either. I think something's wrong.
Something is wrong. Oh, we shouldn't laugh during the segment. It's not funny.
I would just imagine the comparison of brushing your teeth and raping a child.
Apples to apples.
In my mind, that's what I have to rationalize. Oh, well, I'm already in bed. It's not, I'm not going to brush my teeth. You know, I'm already in bed. I'm not going to brush my teeth.
Okay.
Not, well, he's already in the shower. So I feel like that's a totally different conversation in your mind.
Yes. I think, you know, you can just continue to lie to yourself and you end up start believing your own lies, and that's how you can rationalize it.
Pretty much. I don't, like I said, I don't think I'll ever understand that. I don't think anyone will ever be able to figure out how some sociopaths or whatever they are can convince themselves of these things, but... Yeah.
It's a very sad situation to be a...
But I think to answer your question as to how can someone go out there and say that and still proclaim that they're innocent,
right.
Those are the two ways that I could see, is either they know they're guilty, but they know what they did was wrong, but they're still convinced that if they say they're innocent, there will be that, you know, that bit of doubt in the jury's mind, and they'll, you know, acquit him, or they truly do believe that what they're doing is okay, and, you know, it's what I want to do, and I don't see what's wrong with it, and that's, they tell themselves it's okay.
And that's where I feel like this guy went on a second one. He said, I helped hundreds, thousands of kids along the way. I feel like that it only takes one case to make that all that, you know, it doesn't matter.
Mm-mm. I agree.
Because tell that to that little kid.
Right.
So I guess my issue is it a society thing? Is it a sports thing? Because I feel like when we get to big, you know, big name football teams, universities, that's when this is highlighted. But I feel like it's a society thing. So, you know, it's just easier to make public within sports. And I don't want sports in general, specifically college sports and college football, to be associated with that. It puts a damper on things for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was an idol. He was not. That's linebacker you. That's what he did.
Right.
And boys. But that's what he did.
But,
gosh.
You know, you said that, you
that's
know,
horrible. That's horrible. I'm sorry.
It's not like this is really sullying the good name of college sports. It's definitely probably the worst thing.
It's drug to the mud. It's drug
on par
to the mud
with,
right with it.
Do what?
College sports are drug to the
well,
mud.
Well,
right
what
with
I'm
it.
Saying is that they've always had a bad image from just the, just like, you know, sorry, I was having to change the song back, so, but no, from all the cheating, from all the
NCAA,
you know, paying players, stuff like that, it's never
I
had
hate
a
you, Alabama. I hate you.
It's never had a squeaky clean image. Granted, this is very bad. This is not on par with cheating or paying a player.
It's not Cam Newton. It's none of that.
It's not, you know, turning a blind eye to one player shooting another player.
Thanks for the Baylor reference. Or punching abroad. You can do that too.
So, I mean, I don't know if it really...
We didn't
I think when you have back-to-back cases, you get the two college coaches that are you know, within, was it 2 weeks' time, they both came out? Or these stories came out, I guess?
Yeah.
I think that's what really hurts it. I think if you have one, the NCAA can, in people's minds, it's still like, okay, it's an isolated incident. When you have just two, people think it's a rampant issue, and they think that that's happening at every school now. So, you know, the Sandusky thing, very bad, but I don't know if that by itself really hurt the name of the NCAA.
Right.
That's a good point. I think it definitely hurt the name of Penn State, though.
Yeah.
I think that...
And that's a shame, because I assume... It's a great school. I mean, that's a very reputable university. Yeah. I feel like they're probably doing a lot of great things there.
Mm.
That said, I hope they come to Dallas and get their butts kicked by the University of Houston.
Mm.
Go Cougars.
Not a Cougars fan. Not a Cougars fan.
Cougar spotted in Ellis, Texas.
My next one is... that was a bad transition. My next one is prima donna cheaters. Being a Dallas, you know, a Dallas Knight, is that correct?
Are you looking at SMU?
No.
Oh, okay.
What do we call ourselves? Dallas Knights?
Dallasites? Dallosian?
Yeah, so being that.
Dallasites.
Dallasites.
So that. So being one of those.
Dallasites.
Yesterday was a bit of a sad day. We got killed in free agency. And here's my thing. You have the three going to Miami. You have the Lakers trying to screw over the entire NBA and get Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You have your Phillies getting the freaking Hall of Fame to be pitching staff.
Yeah. Phillies!
You have the dreaded and hated Eagles with the dream team.
Yeah.
Well, we stink, so.
Wait,
no.
Is that what sports has become?
I'm Philly.
Is that what it's become?
All the way.
You have to get in. You have to team up during the year with your little butt buddies.
Okay, first of all, we can see.
Become a team.
That
become a team. You can't. You can't build it old school.
Into the mic.
Am I in the mic?
No. You've been new to this.
You've been in the mic about 5% of this podcast.
I don't. It's ruining sports.
Okay, hold on.
The whole idea of let's get together. Oh, we're friends. Let's create a team. And no matter what anyone else says, we're going here. That's
Josh,
bullcrap.
Listen to this.
Bullcrap.
Okay, you have David and Goliath stories. People love that. They love the underdog wins. So they love the dream teams like your Miami Heat getting rocked by the Dallas Mavericks. You got your Yankees losing in the playoffs, and also the Phillies, unfortunately, shed a tear. And then you also have the dream team Eagles that are below 500 right now. My heart is broken. But against your argument, even dream teams fall susceptible to, you know, faulty team chemistry.
But here's the deal. I feel like that's where sports is going, and it's ruining it for me.
But it shouldn't, because still the good guys, quote-unquote, win.
This is new, though. Okay, yeah, it happened to the Eagles.
No, look at Babe Ruth and the Yankees back then. I mean, they were winning all the time.
They were stacked.
It's right. It's right.
It's true, though. I mean, they were stacked.
No, it disappoints me to see that sort of thing. We talk about parity within sports. We talk about the love of the game.
I know.
Playing for the home team. All these.
Albert Pujols.
Dude is 36 years old.
Left.
Mark my word. 36.
St. Louis.
Dude is 36. Never say St. Louis in this house again.
So does his agent just have him? Because, I mean, $25 million a year, and you're getting 5?
What? What's like
10%?
5, yeah. 10%?
Dude, that's just surely
all
he has.
I'm not doing jack if I'm making 5%, 10% of that.
Yeah, that's surely all he has.
I mean, and here's what I'm doing. I'm representing Albert Pujols, and I'm donating.
Pujols.
Pujols.
It's because you got that chew in your mouth.
We We weren't going to talk about that.
Oh, sorry.
Ouch.
Who holes?
No, that's all I'm doing, though. That and donating. I feel like I could get by. My end of the bite.
No, you're no-nating.
No, but that's my fear, though. That's where college sports is going. You have a bunch of prima donnas out there getting together. I want to say in cohorts, but I don't know if that's correct, the terminology here.
We'll go with it. Sure. We'll go with
getting
it.
Getting together in the off-season. Seating. Grabbing each other by the rear and saying, come here.
Well, that's what got the coaches fired was grabbing them on the rear. Come on.
I think this is getting convoluted with right, Jerry Sandusky. All right.
And
all right. Well, that's sports.
I love sports.